I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of...
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were
racist.
You
were racist.
He said he was.
You are very racist.
He said he was.
You're going to be dealt with.
He said he works for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, April 27th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. How wild and dystopic? I really don't know where to begin. There's a wide spectrum of issues and things, you know, from Ray Epps' bizarre 60 Minutes interview. You know, I'm just a victim. Can't we all get along? To the lack of, you know, again, when the Bud Light thing, the Dylan Mulvaney controversy really kicked into high gear. The thing that I mentioned recently was, you know, you hear about, you see Dylan Mulvaney's name in the headlines, but you don't see Brendan Whitworth's name in the headlines, even though you see stories like Anheuser-Busch CEO responds following Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light collaboration, et cetera, et cetera. Why don't you see Brendan Whitworth's name? And same thing with Ray Epps. He's on 60 Minutes, but we still don't know his name, apparently, as a society, which is, I mean, the gaslighting is the Streisand effect and vice versa. It's a very weird moment. And that's not all. I mean, obviously, if you go down that Brendan Whitworth rabbit hole a little bit, you discover all kinds of fun things. The CIA thing is a fun little deal, which reminds me of the article that was on my list to mention yesterday. I didn't mention it, but posted yesterday on RBN. Originally from the Art of Liberty. It's pretty interesting. Who runs the world? Organized crimes, front groups, and secret societies. Beginning with that list that, you know, some of us actually have a printed copy of, the Council on Foreign Relations Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg members from many from bygone years and many who are still politically relevant today, which should tell you something. And several other interesting lists and visual aids, shall we say, including young global leaders. We've talked about that particularly recently. I feel like that was the article that also had the list of CIA folks in it, didn't it? Am I misremembering that? It has quite a bit of fun stuff in it. Yeah, there it is. Are you getting your politicians from the CIA, which is actually a different, it's a separate article from Etienne de la Boutier, the Art of Liberty Foundation, CIA Democrats and Republicans. Are you getting your politicians from the CIA? And, you know, you have the usual suspects, and there are others that, that definitely should be added. But, you know, this is just standard operating procedure, apparently, these days. So, this is the world we live in, and we are going full Nazi, it seems. But no one's calling it that, so it must not be true. That's, again, the gaslighting is pretty astonishing. So, and speaking of that list, you know, one of the folks on that list, Michael Morell, is, you know, Michael, I want to scare Assad Morell. Interesting little deal with him. It was Aaron Maté, I think, that really kind of broke, again, the story that you don't hear about, the fact that Morell said, how did he say it? Basically, he was a surrogate for the Russiagate story, which reminded me of the 2017 NBC News article. Clinton ally says smoke, but no fire, no Russia-Trump collusion. I wonder why. Well, it was, and that story sort of centered around Michael Morell, and so I wonder why, you know, former acting CIA director Michael Morell said Russiagate was smoke and not fire, because he was a, if not the proliferator of it. So this is the world we live in. And you know, and then there were the congressional hearings, of course, where Mike Pompeo, we have the CIA, we have entire training programs on it. So he was the one who was ostensibly grilling Mike Morell about Benghazi, actually, if we go back a little bit further, and the false narrative the White House put out that Michael Morell had a hand in. He's one of those really, really, I think, virulent strains of evil that you just never quite know what you're going to hear, but you can pretty much be assured that it's not going to be honest. So these are the strange and wondrous times in which we live. And then there's the national election cycle. You heard, I think, first, you might say, in a fashion, about Vivek Ramaswamy here. I mentioned it the first chance I had on air, you know, the moment after the day that he made the announcement, and have been mentioning it every day since. You have him, you have Bobby Kennedy Jr., and people want to cast aspersions, but good grief. I mean, the choices. To me, it seems pretty self-evident. Certain people either are not qualified or should not be in the race. I like the way Megyn Kelly, I think, I forget exactly how she put Joe Biden's announcement that he would be running again. Something to the effect of, you know, it was equivalent to some kind of dog, you know, her kind of a, you know, Instagram video of her dog chewing his cone of shame off or something like that. Really, really strange. Something you would do at home. Why weren't there people? Why wasn't there some kind of a gathering or anything they included? And it's for obvious reasons. His approval rating is an oxymoron. But, you know, again, I mean, this is the world we live in, and I don't understand why that's even a discussion. It's very strange. So, speaking of the presidential, the election cycle coming up, you know, and like I said yesterday, if you start thinking about the money is the thing these days, when push comes to shove, we're largely unscrupulous. Apparently, you know, since the money makes things go around, you start thinking about the interests that, you know, I gave the example yesterday, a dollar a minute. If you could spend a dollar a minute for, you know, if you had X number of dollars and you spent a dollar a minute, how long would those dollars last? If you had $100, you spent a dollar a minute, it would last for almost 2 minutes, minute and 40 seconds. If you had $1,000, you spent a dollar a minute, it would last you almost 20 minutes, 16 minutes, 40 seconds. If you had $1,000,000, it lasts you about 13 hours, a little over half a day, 13 hours, 46 minutes, 40 seconds. If you had $1,000,000,000, or excuse me, not 13 hours, I apologize, a week and 4 days, not quite 2 weeks, 13 hours, 46 minutes. So just under 2 weeks, but $1,000,000,000 spent a dollar a minute lasts for nearly 32 years. So that's a pretty wide gap right there. I think that sort of illustrates the point. But then if you had $1,000,000,000,000, how did Bobby Kennedy Jr. put it? We, because of inflation, you know, we've printed, what did he say, 7 centuries worth of money in the last few years. And that sort of represents what we're talking about. Whatever form of corruption or shell game that's being played, a lot of what gets hypothecated is finding its way into strange places and being, you know, squirreled away here and there for nefarious ends. So if you had $1,000,000,000,000 and you spent a dollar a minute, that would last for almost 32,000 years. 31,709 years and, you know, 9 months, 2 weeks, 5 days, hour and 46 minutes and 40 seconds. But who's counting? That's a pretty wide disparity. 32 years is a long time. The difference between 32 years and not quite 2 weeks is kind of what I'm talking about. But then we get into the neighborhood above that. And that's the kind of, you know, those are the kinds of resources that are being squirreled away for just this sort of, you know, psychological campaign moment kind of thing. Anyway, speaking of the presidential election cycle and a couple of the guys involved in that, I want to give you a short little hot take, Vivek, on the myth of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not actually running for president, which reminds me of something. Maybe we can – I try to dig that up too. Maybe we can do that too. We'll see. But if it's not Joe Biden running, then who does Vivek say it is? This reminded me of something we played way back when that got disappeared. I've talked about that before. We'll come to that in a second. But Vivek Ramaswamy on who's actually running for president in Joe Biden's stead. Go ahead, please.
Vivek, I know we got a big announcement about your book coming out, but first things first, your thoughts about what might be happening on the left.
Yeah, so look, I actually see it, Brian. The essence of what's happening is it is a myth that Joe Biden is actually the one running for president. It is the managerial industrial complex that's actually behind him. And his cognitive failures, that's not just a bug. That is a feature in the same way that it is for John Fetterman as a U.S. senator. The administrative state, the managerial class, can actually control its puppets more effectively when those puppets are literally unable to think. It does strike me closer to a form of elder abuse than it does to the hubris of Joe Biden. That's really what I see in this. And whoever wins this nomination, I'm running to win the Republican nomination. I don't see myself as then running against Joe Biden. I see myself as running against the managerial class with a puppet in front of it, much like the Wizard of Oz portrays an image. It's a false projection of the reality that's actually behind him. That's actually what I see, Brian. And I think that once we wake up to that, we realize this is the managerial class versus the everyday citizen.
I think that's about as well put as you can put it. Pretty brilliant. And, you know, what did we see when Joe Biden, when the Biden administration started taking shape? It was essentially the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab talks about penetrating the cabinets, and it was pretty clear that there was really no penetrating necessary for the Biden cabinet. It was wide open. It was open season. In fact, you know, not just an open door policy, but a come on in. What else should we do? You know, kind of like that Bill Hicks story, and maybe. Sleepy Creepy Joe is familiar with that narrative. One quick thing before we go to the first break here. Maybe we can squeeze it in. This reminded me of Lee Smith back in 2020. Go ahead, please.
Amen.
Lee Smith, last thoughts.
It's not something that people don't know. It's my confirmation of something that people have suspected for a while, which is what we saw last week when Barack Obama leaks this message. People are right to discern concern in his voice. However, the big thing is why he is surfacing at this time to raise his hand, right? Joe Biden, as even Democratic voters know, no longer exists. There is no such thing as Joe Biden. He is an avatar, right?
He's an empty shell.
So who is it? It's Barack Obama. That gives us some clarity on what's been going on here the last 3 years. It's not just to punish the Trump administration and voters. It's to obstruct any Trump agenda and block that and preserve it for Barack Obama, right? That was their whole thing. We didn't have enough time.
This is huge.
Joe Biden no longer exists.
175 days.
Lee Smith telling it like it is. Joe Biden no longer exists. There is no such thing as Joe Biden. He is an avatar. So who's running? Barack Obama. That was interesting. We have the administrative managerial class, like Vivek said. You know, so you have the rabid community organizer contingent. Oh, wait, there's more on that. We need to talk about Chicago, don't we? More coming up after this break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you seen Tucker Carlson's full speech and the two questions, incidentally, from Heritage President Kevin Roberts? Since Heritage published it a couple of days ago, I have thought about playing it. It's interesting. It's surprisingly on point, like really on point in most ways. However, you know, there is Tucker's customary cult of personality kind of thing. That's interesting. I think that, well, that'll never go away, but I don't know. Maybe we'll play that. Maybe we'll save it for tomorrow. It's, you know, it is kind of uplifting. I think it's very upbeat and uplifting. So maybe it's a Friday thing. We'll see. So that Lee Smith clip that we played, I've mentioned in the past how that disappeared. It vanished from YouTube, I think, almost immediately after it was published. on Sebastian Gorka's America First YouTube channel, and then it quietly reemerged in November. So it was originally published in May, and then pretty sure it was published in May on YouTube, and then it showed up on Facebook in November of 2020. But pretty good stuff. You know, Lee Smith, I think, nailed it. Even as Democratic voters know, there's no such thing as Joe Biden. He's an avatar. And that's proven true, I think. But I think, you know, so that got disappeared on YouTube, kind of like Jimmy Dore's video yesterday that was titled, "He's in Ukraine." I think that was sort of a misspelling, but, you know, he's in Ukraine. Joe Biden makes it official. He's in Ukraine. Ukraine weapons sold on black market with Seymour Hersh. That was up yesterday, and now that's gone. So things disappear. But and it's always the Streisand effect if you have the smoking gun like that afterwards. So that's interesting. But, you know, I think Vivek is right also. It seems more like a form of elder abuse, you know, captured and controlled. The managerial industrial complex. And it really is, again, getting back to that graphic that I mentioned, there are other posts. If you go over to the Art of Liberty website, artofliberty.org, or the Substack, or you'll find the articles, artofliberty.substack.com. You'll find some of these. This has been growing for a long, long time. And now we are to the point where, you know, it's really expensive to propagandize people. You know, I think you put together the work of the hierarchy over at Lucius Trust, which is, you know, the devil's sort of master plan. Is there a central plan? Yeah, that's actually what it's called. There is a plan. That's what this document says. And they work according to plan and are known as the custodians of the plan. What the heck is the plan and who are the custodians? What? You know, the world servers. Right, wink, wink. Second Corinthians 11:13-15 world servers, that kind of thing. But, you know, according to this plan, there are two basic needs. The two basic needs of today are, one, trained workers. That's the young global leaders, of course. And then, two, adequate financing. And that's the theft of various forms that's been taking place. You know, like inflation, the invisible tax, that kind of thing. So trained workers, that's the World Economic Forum and Friends, and adequate financing. So you take that, you take, you know, Bernays and propaganda almost 100 years ago now in Chapter 3, talking about how it's expensive the idea of invisible government is relative. There may be a handful of men who control education methods of the great majority of our schools, yet from another standpoint, every parent is a group leader with authority over his or her children. Well, that's been going away, obviously. We've been trying to get rid of that for forever. The invisible government tends to be concentrated in the hands of a few because of the expense of manipulating the social machinery. So you take that, one other thing, and I'll get to that on the other side of this break, and I think that's kind of the evidence of what I'm talking about. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm sure it's clear and plain to read. It
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour. I want to talk about what happened in Chicago, but first let's finish this thought. You know, speaking of these interlocking power groups, what C. Wright Mills called the power elite. And, you know, again, you start looking at these posters. And, I mean, the point about the money is, I mean, think about what we have going on here. It's Philip Bobbitt, the Shield of Achilles, the Market State, or, you know, Patrick Porter, the Market Security State, Soldiers Fighting Alone, Wars of the Market Security State. You know, colloquially referred to as the military-industrial complex, which I think is a romantic term. I don't think we should use it. I like the original National Security Act of 1947 term, the NME, the National Military Establishment. It is the enemy. It's the enemy of all. And so who benefits? War is a racket. Smedley Butler literally wrote the subject on the book, or the book on the subject, excuse me. And you know, it is a racket. How do you smash the racket? You take the profit out of it. Military industrial complex contractors are people too. So, you know, they have to survive. That's, you know. Where is that? The Intercept legal bills on top of legal bills. They've been running a campaign over at Intercept recently about how, hey, you know, things aren't free over here and we need your help to keep the lights on. Man, do we know that story. If you are not supporting Republic Broadcasting Network, please do so. Go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out how. But, you know, back to the point, The Intercept, they keep running these deals, you know, the enormous cost of free news. Free is in air quotes. This could be your last fundraising email, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Legal bills on top of legal bills. Billionaire mercenary Eric Prince has tried not once, not twice, but three times to file his defamation lawsuit against The Intercept. And it's cost them $200,000 in fees. Well, I thought that Pierre Omidyar was also a billionaire. But I don't know. It's interesting. These kinds of things are, you know, interesting. Anyway, the point that I'm making is the closer we get to the center of the chewy nougat center of this discussion, the more we realize that, you know, R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Shorrock were right. You know, years before William Arkin and Dana Priest, by the way, about the outsourcing of intelligence, that it was predominantly outsourced. And it was always meant to be that. I think it was sort of that way anyway. But, you know, it's convenient to have that public-private partnership so that when it needs to go dark, like, you know, when the gloves come off, Kofor Black, you know, we're going to start our own little syndicate over here. And if you need stuff done that's off the books, just let us know. You guys all get my email at all the agencies? Great. You know, we got these guys that won't be traced back to you. Just let us know. You need stuff like that done, Kofor Black is your man. Or maybe not. Kofor Black is your question mark. Waiting on the other end of the red phone. And, you know, all of those kinds of things. You have these groups that are not averse to dirty things. In fact, they are, you know, the heart and soul, or soulless heart of those things. So, you know, grizzled people who have been engaged in unsavory things, you want me on that wall, you need me on that wall. Turns out, maybe not so much. That's where they live and breathe these days. It's an entire cottage industry. And so when you start thinking about encroaching on that enterprise and people who are, you know, mercenaries by nature, one way or another, whether they've actually been there, whether they were the one pulling the trigger, the one paying for the bullet, so to speak, they're mercenaries. You start to creep into that arena and try to expose it, and you see what happens to people like Michael Hastings or Daphne Caruana Galizia. And, you know, I would say Andrew Breitbart and many others. So, you know, it's a dark world. Anyway, the work of the hierarchy, two basic needs, trained workers, adequate financing. That's the World Economic Forum as a, you know, sort of archetype. Not just the World Economic Forum, obviously. And then Bernays, 100 years ago, said the invisible government tends to be concentrated in the hands of the few because of the expense of manipulating the social machinery. Excuse me. Because of the expense of manipulating the social machinery, which which controls the opinions and habits of the masses. This, again, is a guy who was not, you know, waxing philosophical. This is a practical, you know, pulling back of the curtain just a little bit. This is what actually happens, kids. This it was the guy that was hired to do a lot of that stuff and glibly boasted about it when he had an opportunity. To advertise on a scale which will reach 50 million persons is expensive. Again, back to the work of the hierarchy, two basic needs, trained workers and adequate financing. What are the trained workers? In many cases, they are what Bernays also discussed in Chapter 3, the public relations folks, who are is the new, you know, that's the new word for propaganda, public relations. We got the Council on Foreign Relations around the same time. Bernays published these words in Propaganda. And so this is the, you know, this is the folks trained in the artful technique of interpreting enterprise to the public and public to the enterprise. You know, the interlocutors of C. Wright Mill's power elite. To advertise on a scale which will reach 50 million persons is expensive. To reach and persuade the group of leaders, the group leaders who dictate the public thoughts and actions is likewise expensive. You know, the influencers. Oh, it's so expensive. And so, you know, have we reached a point of critical mass where now maybe we're not so interested in controlling and manipulating the thoughts and habits and opinions of the masses, as Bernays put it, as we are doing something else? Enter Zbigniew Brzezinski and that infamous November 17, 2008 Chatham House talk and these remarks. Go ahead, please.
Namely, that we're living at a time of a basic shift away from the 500 years long global domination by the Atlantic powers. It is the countries that have been located on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean, and let us recall them, Portugal, Spain, France, the Netherlands, Great Britain, more recently the United States, that have dominated world affairs. And that shift now is taking us towards Asia. It is not the end of the preeminence of the Atlantic world, but it is now the surfacing of the Pacific region, and most notably, Japan, the number two economic power, and China, a putative global power, that are now occupying a preeminent place in the global hierarchy. And of course, beyond them, there is the question of India's future development, though it is currently still in the wings. And it is also complicated by the reappearance of Russia, which is something to be welcomed, but a Russia which is still restless, rather unclear about its own definition, very ambivalent about its recent past, and very insecure about its place in the world. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people. Literally, it was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control. And of course, that bears directly on the use of force, particularly by societies that are culturally alien over other societies.
Yeah, so... I think we're living in that that reality. Now I think we're seeing that. The unprecedented shift. But what's interesting is our participation is sort of required in that. So I think you put these two things together. It's expensive. You know, we have to have the work, the trained workers, adequate financing. It's expensive. You know what? If we don't need people who are just smart enough to run the machines, but, you know, too dumb to ask questions, as Carlin might say, then, and especially if you're shifting to more of a socialist kind of form where everybody gets a handout, then if you have too many everybody's, well, then, you know, there's scarcity. That's what always happens with this. That's where we're headed. And that reminds me of Chicago. The moment has probably arrived. Maybe we'll do that, especially going into the second hour. Want to know how to fix what happened in Chicago last weekend, by the way? Send all the looters, you know, acting out of desperation, as he said, to Brandon Johnson's house. You know, just after all, you know, they're just starved for opportunities, right? Brandon Johnson. And it wasn't a weird coincidence that those things happened in other cities at the same time. You know, that was happening simultaneously in different parts of the country. But that's not suspicious. Or, you know, reason to be concerned or looking here and there for some kind of boogeyman or something. Anyway, reminds me of, you know, I think of Nancy Pelosi and the ice cream thing, which reminds me of Jenny Durkin and the ice cream thing. These crazy people came to our house. Hey, maybe Jenny Durkin has ice cream. Let's go get some ice cream. So maybe everybody needs to go to Brandon Johnson's house for ice cream because they're just starved for opportunities. That's all. It's funny. Do you remember how Jenny Durkin reacted? They're just peaceful, they're just peaceful demonstrators, and they're coming to our house. Oh my gosh, get these crazy people out of here. She lost her mind in 2.2 seconds. I'm pretty sure, and that's what happens. If this thing turns on its own and tries to cannibalize Brandon Johnson, then I'm sure he'll have a different view of things. But I want to focus on that, I think, because I think the moment has arrived to really use this as Exhibit A, Chicago, from Lightfoot to Johnson. That is Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10. Why the Worst Get on Top. That is it happening in real time. So, stick around. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
While Frank Sinatra sings, stormy weather, the flies and spiders. this roost, beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled with Chinese lamps. He saves what others throw away. He says that he'll be rich someday.
Welcome back. Incidentally, that clip that we play of Brzezinski every once in a while, you know, that we play every once in a while, him back in 2008 at Chatham House saying what he said, you go digging around for that, that just keeps disappearing more and more. And it was around. At the time, it was fairly widely circulated on YouTube, for example. And it's becoming increasingly difficult to find it. Obviously, search is manipulated, so that's your first hurdle. But, you know, it used to be all over the place. Forbidden Knowledge TV.com. Where did that go? And other sites like Old Thinker News. Where did that go? A lot of great stuff over there. Old Thinker News. Old Think. Holding on to ideas and patterns of thought not consistent with current government policy. Lots of great stuff, you know. Dresden James, the most perfect slaves are those which blissfully and unawaredly enslave themselves. And that really gets to the heart of the point about things like Chicago. This really is it unfolding in real time. You know, we are conscripted to evil ourselves. This is what happens when we entertained the fallacious argument that, you know, supporting the lesser of two evils is somehow noble. Gradually, by degrees, you are conscripted to evil, Ponerology and the Lucifer effect. It's pretty simple and straightforward, actually. So, because you compromise yourself. Speaking of Tucker Carlson's speech, Heritage titled it Full Speech, Tucker Carlson's Last Address Before Leaving Fox News at Heritage 50. You know, he mentioned that people, I say that hubris unchecked is emboldened. He basically said the opposite is true. Also that, you know, if you tell the truth in those difficult moments, you are emboldened. Something supernatural happens, I think is how he put it. So, you know, there's that, as they say. Speaking of stuff over at oldthinkernews.com, Rockefeller and the New World Religion, the Great Global Crisis of Maturity. Sounds like John Taylor Gatto, right? The future is being written right now. The Age of Treason, 1958 book exposes chemical attack on humanity. Citizens and lawmakers begin to say no to military. There are just so many entries. But this is kind of my problem with the interwebs. You know, how do you prevent this stuff from vanishing down the memory hole? The interwebs are uniquely perfect for that. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi. Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.